We are studying secrets. Secrets and mysteries from the book of Genesis. Secrets and mysteries. What kind of secrets have you learned, Marilyn, from the book of Genesis? Secrets. Secrets.
Secrets.
And mysteries. What kind of secrets and mysteries have you learned from the book of Genesis?
What kind of?
Secrets and mysteries. Something stand out to you? Yeah, there's a lot there, isn't there? A lot more when you look at it in Hebrew, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It explodes and magnifies itself tremendously. How about it, Carol? Have you learned something?
Yeah.
Vincent?
I remember a while back, years ago, we learned about how the three parts of the Trinity had their own roles in the creation.
That's right.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Who did all the creating? Who did the physical creating, Sherry?
Jesus.
Jesus. Because he is the what part of Godhead?
The
physical element of Godhead. So, who spoke the worlds into existence?
Yeah.
Who?
About
the
Father,
Jesus. Jesus. Where can you prove that in two places in the Bible? Two places in the Bible. Where can you prove
by
that?
John 1
in the New Testament.
John 1 and 1.
John 1, first, John, the first chapter of John 1, and then the first chapter of Colossians, which is almost like reading the Gospel of John again. Colossians is almost like reading John, the first chapter again.
Right.
He came unto his own received him not. He created all things are held together by him and through him, and by him and by the agency of him, all things are made and held together. Who holds the whole world together?
Jesus.
All right. Who procured our salvation? Jesus. All right. Who planned it? The Father, basically. The Father. All right. Who instituted and performed all the miracles in Jesus' ministry? The Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said to them, you can commit any kind of sin, but you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. That's the unforgivable sin to that generation right there. And who were they?
Jews.
The Jews. He came unto his own received him not. Let's read this a little bit. Wayekalu. Hash Shemayim.
Hash Shemayim.
We ha'aretz. We call Sivam. All right. Haaretz. What does that mean? Do you recognize that word? Haaretz. Brother Ray, Haaretz. What does Haaretz mean? Haaretz.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Vincent, Haaretz. Sharon?
The earth.
The earth. Marin, Ha-Adam.
Earth blood.
Dom is blood, okay. Ha-Adam. Sharon?
People or mankind?
Adam, the man.
Man.
Okay. Ha-Adama. Ha-Adama. What is Ha-Adama? Recognize these words. That's the earth that's related to us. The earth that's related to us. Where did God get the material to make all these things? Did it come ex nihilo or did it come from something else?
It came from himself.
He made, according to the book of Hebrews, the writer of the Hebrews says, that he made that which is visible from what? That which is not able to be seen. Okay? What part of the Godhead is not able to be seen?
Spirit.
The Father and the Spirit. All right? The Son, you can see, can't you? He came unto us. All right? We see him. John said we handled him, we touched him, we breathed in his smell. He said we handled him, we touched him, we saw him, we heard him, we touched him, we smelled his aroma. You know, you can, do you know, I don't know whether you do that or not, but people have smells. They do. People have an individual smell. If I'm on a good day, if somebody walks in the room, I can tell who's in the room without ever seeing them. Because they have an odor. They have a smell. You do that. Jesus had a smell all his own, and they smelled him, they saw him, they touched him, they heard him. All the senses, the human senses, he appeared to mankind in all those human senses. Wayetchulu Hashemayim Weha Aretz. We call Sivaam. Here we have the word Wayetchulu. Wayetchulu. We have Kalu there in the middle of that. You call. And it means, and they cause to be finished. They cause to bring to a finish. Who's they? Who's they? Third person masculine plural, puel, while consecutive imperfect. Who's they?
Godhead.
Huh? The whole triune Godhead. All right, the triune Godhead. That's why it's plural. This is grammatically correct. Sometimes it's not grammatically correct because it is intentionally not grammatically correct. The book of Revelation, as different scholars, Greek scholars, have studied, you know, Greek scholars study Greek. Do they not? They study the Greek writings of the classics, the Koine and classical Greek, actually classical and Koine, and then we have the dialects go way back, and then classical and Koine, which we have the Bible written in Koine Greek, which is very closely related to classical Greek. They study all this, and they studied the book of Revelation. They studied Gospel of John. Gospel of John's real good. Real good. Book of Revelation, they got over there, and they said, this is all wrong. It's all wrong. Something wrong here. Something, the grammar is wrong. Why is the grammar wrong in the book of Revelation? You remember, Brother Ray? It's intentionally grammatically wrong. Why? Sharon, do you remember?
Do with the Septuagint or something? Or just because they're written in Hebrew?
It's full of Hebraisms.
Yeah, Hebraism.
You go back to the Hebrew syntax and grammar, and you'll see it's correct. And it wasn't written in Hebrew and then translated in Greek. John is Hebrew, isn't he? And he was bringing all these Hebraisms into the book of Revelation. And we see that in John 1 and 1. That's a Hebraism, isn't it? Mm-hmm. In beginning. It's not Barashith. It's not in beginnings. It's in beginning, singular. All of the Greek scholars will say that is the oldest verse in the Bible pertaining to eternity past. Way back yonder. Before anything was. In beginning, he kept on being the Jehovah, and we have the word hologos there, but it is not the Greek hologos idea. The Greeks say logos is the originator of all things. But that's not what it's talking about. That word there is the word, it's the supplement for the word Jehovah. Okay? So we see that. The supplement for the word Jehovah. And Jehovah means what? He who shall become. Where is that fulfilled in the New Testament, Vincent? Where is the word Jehovah, the title Jehovah, fulfilled in the New Testament in one verse beautifully, so plain that it cannot be mistaken? And then can you quote it for me in Greek?
Can you quote it for you in English?
John 1:14.
John 1:14. And how is that? You remember that one? Kai hologos sarx agenito. And the word, the Jehovah, sarx. Flesh, he became, and what voice is it in? Middle voice. He brought himself out of into space, in eternity, into space and time. Okay? Now here we have Jehovah. We have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit working here in the second chapter of the book of Genesis. And the second chapter of the book of Genesis is a review of the first chapter.
Right.
The first chapter makes statements. The second chapter tells you what happened, how he did it. So the second chapter of the book of Genesis is an explanation of the first chapter. Amen. And they caused to be finished Hashemayim. Now this word here in Greek would be what, Sharon? Do you know?
Cosmos.
Cosmos. What does cosmos mean, Brother Ray? Cosmos. What?
The world, the
it means world, but what does it actually mean? What is that term mean? You remember what that term means?
Something about a system.
It's a system, all right. What kind of system is it, Marilyn? Cosmos.
Cosmos?
Yes.
Is, you make the explanation of putting makeup on.
That's right. Cosmetics do what?
Cover up.
Women set themselves in order. Cosmos has the idea of order. There is no disorder with God, is there? God did not create chaos. If you read the Jewish Publication Society Bible, it'll say God began to create the heavens and the earth. And the earth continued to be formless and void. Do you think God would create that? No, he doesn't. He creates perfection. Was Lucifer imperfect when he created him? He was perfect in all of his ways, the Bible says. All right. Was Adam, did he have any imperfections in him? He's probably really handsome, Carol. Handsome guy. Eve would have not known anything any different anyway. Because he's the only one. And so out popped this other little guy. This little other Adam that became the Antichrist. And they caused to be finished the heavens, the whole world system. Pertaining to Earth's atmosphere, the exact location of the earth in regards to the sun and the other planets. Now, how messed up was the whole universe when Satan got through thrashing it? Was it possible that some of the planets were out of order? Some of the planets were even destroyed and smashed in the other ones? They're always worrying that some asteroid is going to come and hit the earth, aren't they? And there are some coming close to the earth. I remember 5 or 6 years ago, it was the end of the world. It's always the end of the world with somebody. Okay? Something was going to crash in the earth, and that was the end of it. Well, I know how the earth is going to end. The Bible tells me so.
Right.
The earth tells me how that the church age will end. It will end with what? A rapture. When did the church age start? The Bible tells us that. At the seashores of Galilee when the Lord called it out. You got that one down straight, don't you? It didn't begin on the day of Pentecost. Regardless of what a million preachers say, it didn't begin on the day of Pentecost. The heavens, the orderly heavens and the earth. We haaretz. We there is a conjunction. Ha is a the. And eretz means what, Sharon? Dry ground. The earth. Everything related to maintaining human and animal and plant life. That's eretz. Ha-aretz. Ha-aretz. What does that mean? The earth. The earth. Okay? And then we call... We is a conjunction, and call is like everything, every or all. Call is like all. And all, or every, and now we have the word sivaam, sivaam, sivaam. Does that word, do you recognize that word, Brother Ray? Do you recognize that word? How about it, Sharon? You recognize that word? See it any place else in the Bible? One of the Jehovah titles is the same root as this. What? The Lord of armies, Jehovah Sabaoth. There it is right there. And the armies. How many stars and planets are there out there? How many galaxies? Sometimes you go up there to Hatchby, California, and you can see the Milky Way. You can see it almost every day of the year in Fish Lake Valley. You just look up there and you see the Milky Way. And people with telescopes now, they can see other galaxies out there. That's everything that's right here. And the armies of them. And the armies of them. Now, 2 and verse 2. Let's go to 2 and verse 2. Why you call? Elohim. Bayom. Hashiva. Milakto. Asher, Asa, Vayishvath, Vayom, Hashavi, Makal, Milakto, Asher, Asa. This verse is very important in the Bible. All verses are important in the Bible. You're going to see something here that you haven't seen before, maybe. We have the word Yikal here. Kala, it's word Kala is where it comes from, Kala. It, if you look down there on your page there, you'll see that it's third person masculine, the singular, PL, wow, consecutive, and perfect. And he intensely and forcefully finished. 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 You're a finished carpenter, aren't you, Vincent? Why did they call you a finished carpenter?
Because it's usually the finished woodwork inside of a house.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's done, then it's done.
Yeah, the house isn't done until it's finished, is it?
Right. Rough framing, it would be all the 2x4s, but it's not done at that point.
No. That's just the structure.
Right.
Yeah, house is not finished until it's finished, painted and finished, all together finished, all the woodwork sanded down and all of that. It's finished. This last week, sitting out there in front of that little guest house was a big stove that you used to eat food off of a long time ago, brother, right? Great big Kalamazoo stove, made in 1934. And it looked terrible. It had rust all over the top of it and everything else. And I got it up there and finally got it in and fired it up and started cooking on the thing. And then I took sandpaper and I began to sand all of the rust off the top of it. Now, a wood stove, when you're sanding wood, how do you sand wood, brother?
Along the grain.
With the grain. Now, in a wood stove, you're supposed to actually sand in one direction. Whichever direction that is, you sand in one direction. So you don't see any scratches going every which direction. You may start off with an orbital sander and something like that, but when you do your finished sanding, you better sand in the same direction, and it'll look smooth, and it'll just feel like glass. And then you take lard, or olive oil, or canola oil, or something, and you put on top of it. And then you build a hot fire in it. And it will shine like new money. Does it shine like new money, Marilyn? The stove, yeah. It just shines. Just smooth like glass. Then you can get out there and make tortillas on it, brother. And just flip them as smooth as glass on top of that griddle. It's got a griddle on it also. And you sand it all together like that, and you see this, that's finished. Guitars. I have been institutional in making every part of a guitar. We had jigs. You know what a jig is?
Mm-hmm.
That's something you make so you don't have to form each one of them. You just put them in a jig, and you do this with a jig. We had a jig for this kind of guitar and a jig for that kind of guitar. And we take the wood in there, and it's got to be kind of wet. And you get it, and you form it in there. And then you put it in braces, and you will hold it in that jig until it's finished, until it stays that shape. Long time ago, my father went all over Europe with Patton. He really saw a lot of action, killed a lot of people. Had post-traumatic stress disorder so bad that it cost him his life. But when he was over in Germany, he brought back a guitar. Do you know what a C.F. Martin is, Vincent?
I've only heard of Martin.
Martin, C.F. Martin, that's a guitar. Martin. In 1828, C.F. Martin, I think it was 1828, they made a copy of a Stauffer guitar that they had made in Germany. My dad brought one of those home. My aunt, it wasn't her guitar, it was my family's guitar, but she came and robbed our house when my dad died. She robbed her house, just took everything. And she gave my dad's guitar, which was my mother's guitar and my guitar, to my brother. And they took it out and left it out in the backyard, and it had the strings on it, and just pulled itself all to pieces. And I traded a good guitar to my brother for that thrashed guitar. And then I took that guitar, and the sides were standing this far apart. The guitar was only this wide, but it was this wide now. It had rosewood sides. And so I wet the guitar, and I pulled it in braces, and I just tightened them up a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, till I got it fitted together. And then I made some very thin braces to go inside out of wood. And then I took braces, and I put a pad on the outside and a pad on the inside, and I put those braces in there until it held itself together. And I could turn it loose, and it did go boom, like that. And then I began to sand it and finish it, and I worked about 14 months doing this guitar because it was harder than making a guitar. Rebuilding that guitar was harder than making one. Finally put it all back together, and then I put about 15 or 20 coats of lacquer on it. And in between each coat, I would sand it down and polish it and put another coat on, put another coat on, put another coat on, till it looked like it was an inch thick. And it played pretty good for a guitar that old, 1800s. It still works. That's that word. And had finished. Forcefully, intensely, he looked over every square inch of the universe. And he made sure that everything was in exactly the right order, and he did it dramatically and powerfully. See there? P-L-O-L, consecutive and perfect. Third person masculine and singular. Who is this third person masculine and singular? Who did this physical?
Jesus.
That's Jesus did it. And then it says Elohim. Now the word Elohim there is the whole Godhead in it. But what part of the Godhead did this? Jesus. Jesus. It was planned by the Father, instituted by the Holy Spirit, and actually done by the hands of Jesus. Sharon, do you have a Bible with you?
Sure.
Colossians, the first chapter. Would you turn there for me and then hand that to me, if you don't mind? He had finished forcefully, intensely, Elohim, in day the seventh. Ha-shivi. Ha-shivi. Ha-shivi means more than seventh. Seventh day, the seventh is a number of what, Vincent?
Completion.
Completion. And this is also where we get the idea of the Sabbath. Okay. Just that one's fine. Yeah, let me see that one. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 15. It says, He is the image of the invisible God. He's the pressed out image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and upon the earth, visible and invisible. See that? Who is talking about here? Jesus. Whether thrones, what's that mean, thrones? Who did it? What's thrones mean? Thrones, what? Thrones.
Where a king sits.
What is it?
Where a king sits.
Thrones are set for kings. Okay, whether thrones or powers or rulers. What is he talking about here?
Angelic
forces. Are there angels that are called archangels and cherubims that sit on the throne above other angels? Yes. And powers and rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him, for Him, and through Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things are held together. And He is the head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning. Actually, the head of the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have supremacy. And then here's the weird, unusual thing. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him. The whole Godhead had the fullness of God dwell in Jesus. He wasn't an angel. He wasn't just a prophet. he was God. And through him, reconciled to himself all things, whether things upon the earth or in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. God saw fit to make his son to be what we might say able to die. Able to taste death. He made him able to be so fragile as to die in this body that he put him in. The body of the cross, it says in the Bible, doesn't it? The body of the cross.
That's a mystery in itself.
Oh, it's you're absolutely. God saw fit to make his son humble in that way. And Jesus said, the Bible says he humbled himself and submitted to the cross. Did he not? Now, Brother Ray, intentionally, when you brought forth your sons in this world, you didn't bring them forth to die, did you?
No.
Nothing wrong with that. I used to tell my sons, I'll kill you and make another one if you don't straighten up. But we don't intentionally make them to die, do we? But God made his son intentionally to die. Subject to death for us. And it said he had finished Elohim, and there's a third person masculine singular there. It's Jesus. All right, there's Colossians, the first chapter, and John, the first chapter also. In day the seventh, look at that one, Hashavivi. And then it says Malikto. Malikto means his work from all of his manufacturing and refurbishing and reconstructing. Which, Asher, that's a particle of relation right there, Asher. Say Asher. Asher. That's a particle of relation. And then we have the word Asa. Asa. Brother Ray, circle that word Asa. All right. That means to rub and caress and to set up straight. Asa. That's what it means. Asa means here, it is third person masculine singular, cal perfect. Who is it talking about? Why did we go to third person plural to third person masculine singular? Because according to Colossians, Jesus did it. The one person of the Trinity that did the fashioning is Jesus. He made the mountains. He created every animal. Those dogs you like so much, the cats and all of this. Up there in Nevada the other day, when I was out there, I knew there was a cat hanging around my little temporary motorhome house. Because she had marked her territory. And people said that she had long hair. They had seen her, just blurs of her. Well, right up there, right now in Nevada, it's in the middle of the wintertime. We got green stuff out here. And you got squirrels running around all over the place. Up there, yet everything is asleep. Am I telling the truth, Marilyn? I tell the truth about that stove, too, didn't I? Yeah. Well, all the animals are asleep, so guess what she's doing? She's starving. They took 7 feral cats and turned them loose on the creek to kill mice and rats and squirrels and all that kind of stuff. But in the wintertime, they don't have anything to eat. And I got out last Saturday morning, and I heard this little meow, wow, wow, wow. She must be part Siamese. They talk. I looked down there, and here she is. She's not running away from me. She's just sitting there, meow, meow, meow. Well, I put my hand down to her, and she goes, you know, like this. And so I instantly went to get food for her because I knew she was hungry. She was taking every mouse out of mouse traps and rat and everything, and she would take them off and eat them, And I'd find the mousetraps here and there and everywhere. She was hungry. So I took food, and the first few bites were gulps. And then she couldn't eat anymore because her stomach was completely full, because she hadn't had that much meal for probably 2 months. And then she'd sit down and just sit there and look at the food. And every little while, she'd get up and take a lap or two of it and then sit back down. I waited till she ate it, and then I went over there and put some other kind of food down there. And you know, a cat is kind of weird. A cat doesn't want you to touch it at all, but once you touch one, they've been done forever. I mean, then all they want is to be rubbed. Every time I'd get close to that cat with my hand, she'd hiss and blow. Finally, I touched her on the back of the head and went down her body like that, and it was nothing but bones. There was no meat on her at all. But boy, did she like that. And then she just leaned into me. And then it was right between my feet and all over the place. Every place I want, that cat right there wanted me to be touched. And that reminds me of a rebellious sinner before they've been touched by the hand of God. And they run from God. And here he's got all these goodies for them in life. And they don't ever know it until they've been touched by him. But once they've been touched by him, they're a different person. That's a different cat now in Maryland. Different cat than what she was. I hated to walk off and leave her up there. But I put a bunch of food underneath there, and I said, that's more food than that cat's had in a month.
She marked her territory.
This is my place now. My place. He had finished. He had done. He had polished. He had reconstructed. That's Asa, Brother Ray. See that? Ayin, sin, and he. A-S-H. Asa. Third person, masculine, singular, cow perfect. Who did it? Who did it? Jesus. The person of Jesus and the Godhead. Vayishbat. Vayishbat is third person, masculine, singular. Cow, wow, consecutive, and perfect. Third person, masculine, and singular. Who instituted the Sabbath?
Jesus.
Now, is in Jesus in the New Testament, did he say, what did he say to those people when he kept healing on the Sabbath? He healed the earth on that. Did Jesus heal the earth? Did he just reconstruct the earth and everything? All right. And Jesus said, is the Son of Man, is the Sabbath his Lord, does Jesus Lord over the Sabbath, or is the Sabbath Lord over him? He's the Lord of the Sabbath.
Right.
Sabbath doesn't rule him. He rules the Sabbath. He instituted the Sabbath, didn't he? And that word Sabbath there means Shabbat. That means to finish. To finish. The week's done. It's done. Finished. Now, the Sabbath is Friday night till Saturday evening. Friday at 6 o'clock to Saturday, and that is the Sabbath. It's not Sunday. It's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday in all reality. It's Friday night till Saturday evening. That's the Sabbath. The day in the Hebrew begins when, Vincent?
In the evening.
Evening to evening. Friday evening to Friday to Saturday evening. That's the completion. And who instituted it? Jesus. All right. Now, Bayom. What does Bayom mean there, Sharon?
In the day.
In day. What kind of day is this? Is 1,000 years? 10,000 year days? What kind of day is this?
24 hour day.
Okay. A lot of people will try to make it an age, but it's not talking about age. It's talking about a day. Literally a day. Yom. And then Hashavi. If you look at that Hashavi, look at that word shin there. Do you see that dot in the middle of that, doggish in the middle of that? That makes it a double. That doubles that sh sound. Hashavi. The seventh is what it says. The completion. The perfection. And then it says Mikal, and that means from all. Me is a preposition. and then call us all. From all, milakto, the work of him. The work of him. He rested from all the work of him. Vincent, do you like to see the finished product when you do something? You've made beds and you've made all kinds of closets and you've done things. Do you like to sit back and just rest and just look at that, what you've done?
Yeah, and admire? I think of before and after pictures.
Yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like to do that. That's what God did. When he finished all this, he sat back and looked at it. Because during all this time, what did God make on the sixth day? You remember what great, fantastic object he made on the sixth day?
Man.
Mankind. In his image. In his spiritual, his physical, and his sovereign image. From all his toil, which he had reconstructed. Look at that word, asal. That's not bara here. This is asal. Asal means what? Remember what asal means?
Polished.
That means to polish and to perfect. Which he had polished up and set in back in order. Okay? Polished up and set back in order. Did you ever do some work that was not varnished? That it was hand rubbed?
Yeah, I've done some honey, wax, and rub.
Hand rub it. Mm-hmm. And it's like glass, isn't it?
You do quite a few coats on it, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of coats of oil or wax. And you do that. I did one time, I made a little shelf. I lived down the street from a cabinet shop, and they throw wood away. Well, I went out there, and I picked up some real good walnut wood. And I made a little shelf out of that thing, and I sat there and I sanded and sanded and sanded and sanded that shelf. And then I rubbed it and rubbed it. And every time somebody came in the house, my dad, Dale, would come in. He said, feel of this, what that kid did. He's as smooth as glass. There wasn't a rough spot on it. I had sanded and smoothed that thing out. And that's what it's talking about right there. There was no rough spots on the whole universe when God finished with it. It's all polished and finished and reconstructed.
That's got to be hard for God to, when he made Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. to make a product so perfect and flawless and to look back and enjoy it, but and for them to disobey him.
Yes. There was somebody, I don't know who this was, but I don't watch television much, but I walk through people's houses and see television sometimes. They have these concerts on. And this one singer, I don't know who he was or anything else, he'd take a guitar and just bust it to pieces during his concerts. This was his signature, busting up guitars. When I saw him bust this guitar, it was not good in my sight.
No. Somebody spent.
Because I had done those.
Right.
You know what it means to do that. And people, have you ever seen somebody that you gave them something and they did not appreciate it at all and they just thrash it? Easy come, easy go. God did all of this work the first time, and he put it in the hands of whom?
Lucifer.
Which was perfect. But what did he do? Thrashed it. Easy come, easy go. Did Lucifer watch God, the Son, create and do all this stuff the first time? Yeah, he witnessed him. That all the stars of heaven, it said, witness the wonderful creation of God. They did, didn't they? They witnessed the wonderful creation of God. They sang praises as he did it. Wow! The finishing touches. They saw him do this. And then God put it in the hands of Lucifer, and Lucifer thrashed it. And then in Genesis 1 and 2, it says, we ha'aretz. Hathiatuhu abohu. We hoshkabel panei amayim. We ruah. Meripacheth el panei amayim. And Spirit God suffered over the faces of the deep. Spirit God suffers over every person when he's calling them to salvation. He suffers over them. Pain. Pain. Why is there so much pain when God rebuilt the earth and polished it and put it back in order? Because he saw what it was, and now he's going to put it back in order again. You ever get something, have something, and it was destroyed, and then you have to put it back in order, like my stove up there, Marilyn? I worked over, I suffered over that. I mean to tell you, I worked hard polishing that stove, hard. And then I fired it up and it did exactly what it did 35 years ago. It cooked perfection, like a better than any convection oven, and kept the house warm too. It had warmed this whole place up. Now Marilyn says it belongs right in there. That's where it belonged, right in there. Well, and then God reconstructed the earth as we see it, and then he puts it in the hands of Adam. And Adam gives it back to Satan and says, thrash it again. Does God suffer over that? Does he continually suffer all the time? 2 and verse 3, and then we'll finish up for tonight. 2 and verse 3.
You know, God just doesn't get a break sometimes.
We don't get a break. We don't give him a break, do we? Yeah. We don't give God a break. Why varika? Elohim. Eth yom. Hashavi. Why kadesh? Oto. Ki tov. Shavat. Mikol. Milakto. Asher. Then we have bara. Elohim. La asos. And he intensely blessed. Third person, masculine, the singular. Who did it? Jesus. Jesus intensely blessed. He's talking about the person of the Godhood that did it. I wish Jehovah's Witness could see this. I wish the Mormons could see it. All of the people that have a problem with the what we call the Trinity and the Godhead. He intensely blessed Elohim. That third person, masculine, the singular, that's Jesus. That's the person of Jesus and the Godhead. The day. The seventh. Now, we have the Sabbath instituted before the fall of man. Don't we? We have the Sabbath instituted before the law. And this is how we got all these people that worship the Sabbath. We should worship the sun. Kiss the sun lest he be offended. Not the Sabbath. We study the Word of God. And let us not worship the Word of God. Let us study it to see and understand God better than ourselves. The seventh. And he intensely made it holy. Third person, master, singular, PL, while consecutive and perfect. Who did it? Jesus. Jehovah. It. Because in it, he hath ceased to work. He had ceased to work. Third person, masculine, singular, Cal perfect. He had ceased to work from all his toil. Milakto, all of his toil. From all of his toil, which he had created. What's that word bara mean, Brother Ray? That word bara. What's that word mean? Bara. Bara, we have Asa, and we have Bara in Yakal. What does that word Bara mean, Sharon?
It means to form, to polish.
It means to cut. Literally to cut. The word Bereath is from this also. Bereath is from this word, covenant. Okay? And he cut it out, he formed it out, and then when he reconstructed it, the word Asa, he reconstructed it and finished it again and put it back into order again. All his work, which he had created, cut, and manufactured Elohim to restore her. To restore her. That's Cal infinitive construct. To restore her. La asos. To restore her. Difference between bara and asal. Bara is to cut and make in the beginning work. To frame it all. And then it was messed up. Tornado came through. And then God, Asa, reconstructs it. And polishes it back up. Asa means to rub and to polish and put back into order. Okay? To fit in place. How many of you have ever done puzzles? Anybody done puzzles? You like to do puzzles? Okay. Did you ever get frustrated and get your pocket knife out or your scissors and try to make it fit where it didn't fit?
Get my fist out and try to pound
a man. Well, everything fit in order. Vincent, what song do we have an invitation?
We have
268. Maybe you're here tonight or out there and no telling where, Massachusetts, Newfoundland, Australia, Tibet, maybe even Saudi Arabia. I know people listen from all over. And you don't know Jesus Christ, your Savior. The Lord is suffering over you right now, and He's trying to call you to salvation. He already procured and paid for your salvation if you accept it, and the whole weight is upon you. But God is suffering over and calling you right now through His Holy Spirit. If you're out there and not serving the Lord, living with a mess in your life, come to God. Put all your burdens and worries upon Him. Vincent.
All the way, my Savior leads me. What am I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divine is comfort, here by faith to Him to dwell. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus do with all things well. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus do with all things well.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to You and we put all these souls out there in Your hands. Put all the lives of Your children out there in Your hands. They're out there walking the wrong way and they're being corrected. Just let them know that You love them. You only correct them when You love them. You only correct Yours. But God, Father, forgive us for we fail You. Help us to serve You and help us to glorify You.